Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John Lance along with Dell. Off we go. Man, I want to tell you, I don't remember a day when we had as many stories as we've got today. We have a bleep ton to talk about, starting with our Astros. I'm telling you, Boston is a good baseball team, and the Astros are making them look like the Pirates. They really are. Nobody's hitting them like the Astros are hitting them. Nobody is pitching against them like the Astros are pitching against them. They're 4-1 now this season. Got no answer. You got Greinke coming up. The Boston, if you face, the only thing I didn't like was, I don't know if you saw in the pregame, Chris Sale warming up in the bullpen. Yeah, he's coming back. Chris Sale is coming back.
All right.
So, but this, and I don't know what it means. You know, you got to pitch well in the postseason. You know, I don't know if regular season means anything when you get to the postseason or whatnot. But if it does, then the Red Sox are looking with a wary eye over there because the Astros have got their number like nobody else does. They look awesome. That's a good baseball team over there.
That's an elite pitcher that the Astros have too. I mean, Framber Valdez right now, when you look at his command, control, the ability for when they scored their run, in case you didn't see it, here's how Boston scored their run. 1-2 pitch, curveball gets away from Framber. Barely gets Devers in the jersey, like barely hits him in the jersey. He gets on base. Then it's a slow rolling ground ball to Bregman. I mean, just a little slow roller that Bregman cannot make a play on. There's been a first and second. Then there is a ground out, a fielder's choice. They get him at second base. There's been a first and third. Then another baby ground ball, a 77 velo off the bat, where he gets an off-speed pitch and the batter barely gets bat on it, and it's a slow roller to Bregman, and Bregman makes a play at first, and that's what scores the run.
Yeah,
that's how they got. They didn't get the ball out of the infield when they scored it. Hit by pitch, grounder, slow grounder to third, slow grounder to third, and I can't remember what the last. That was a flyout, I think, to left field. That was it. That's all. That's how they scored their run on Framber. His control, his command, and his disposition on the mound right now is clear starter number one stuff.
Yeah.
Clear.
No, he is.
For any team.
He took that over last year. I don't know about any team, but
Most any team.
Most teams. Most teams. He is spectacular. 8 strikeouts, no walks. His ERA is down to 1.47, 96 pitches, 7 1/3, just that one earned run, just 5 hits all night long. He looks awesome. It was a little, Enoli Paredes comes in, a little scary. No, it's a little scary when Enoli comes in, but he was able to settle down. They had to, you know, you see Maldonado just going, okay, dude, just settle down, because his first pitches are up around, he's trying to hit the bull, all right, throw one at the bull. And hit the bull so that you scare the other team. They got to be scared in there when Enoli comes in, because he's just winging it as hard as he can, and it's coming up around their head.
I'm scared.
I'm scared for everybody, to tell you the truth. And here's the deal. I got to say this, because I didn't like Carlos, you know, taking a chance on his career. He said, I'm going to show you guys that I am worth that money. And he is, his OPS is up to near 900 now. He's at 874. He's hitting a ton. He homered last night, doubled last night in his first couple at bats. He's playing shortstop great. You know, Lindor has been a bust for the Mets. Trevor Story says he's out of there. He's going to be out of there, so he's going to be on the market. But I was wrong. I didn't think that Correa, now he's got to stay healthy. Now, don't get me wrong, he's got to stay healthy. But he looks great. Carlos looks great. He is hitting. He's fielding. He's going to get big money in the offseason. It's probably not going to be from the Astros. It's probably going to be New York, probably the Yankees or whomever. Somebody's going to give him that big money. And he's going to be out of here. And he looks really, really good. He does. Yep. He said, listen, I'll play chicken with you. And you know what? He's winning.
But you want it to be a whole year. I mean, this Carlos has been on a little hot streak for about a week. I mean, he's raised it a little bit more than that, but he's raised it a lot just recently because it is a smaller sample size. I don't want to have to yo-yo back and forth. I think we really need to let this play out over the course of, honestly, an entire season. I want to see him hit like he did in 17, because 17 almost has stench on it. Anytime you see somebody with these career numbers in 17, you have to wonder now. So I want to see Carlos do it again for an entire season, because he was low 800s not that long ago when we were talking on the show. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about him being, you know, the OPS being a lot lower. And so I want to see Carlos. I mean, yesterday he just crushed it.
He
was phenomenal. And he actually has been red hot like that for, you know, for a good week or so. But I want to see him continue to do it. But he's going to get – I really don't care. Either way, he's getting
paid. He had an 847 OPS in May. His OPS was 817 in April at 847 OPS. In May, it was 817. And this month, it's 1183. It's been more than that. He's been hitting. He's been inconsistent, obviously. He's had some runs where he's gone over.
Yeah, I want to see
him. He went over.
I want him to be a consistent
guy. If he's up near 900, he's been hitting for a while.
Dude's going to
get paid. Dude's going to get paid.
Yeah,
we're going on a half a season.
He's going to get paid regardless.
Yeah.
He was always going to get paid.
Yeah.
He's not, once the mark was set, he's not getting he's not going to make $200 million when other guys are making $340 million. He's not, and he was never going to take that. You can't give Carlos
They offered him 120.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's no chance.
Yeah.
There's no chance he's taking a third of what the other guys are taking. So we can think what we want about what he's worth, and ultimately you just have to let him walk. And you want him to do great this year, and unfortunately, we used to say, is it George? Who would you keep, George or Carlos? I guess the answer was always going to be C, neither. You're not going to keep either one of them. It's not either or, it's neither.
So I looked up, how about Trevor Story coming here? Man, do you want to talk about night and day when his numbers in Colorado and on the road?
Yeah, can't trust that.
You can't trust that. You just can't. I mean, that's like he did steroids and then stopped doing steroids. He is noticeably, in his entire career, has been noticeably, his numbers drop when he's on the road.
You may overpay for Carlos, but what you're going to get is, like I said, an elite defender. And I don't like to use that word lightly. Elite defender.
No, he's elite.
Top of the food chain defender. I don't care that he's never won a gold glove. It's because he hasn't played in enough games. And then also, you know, let's face it, he's going to face some criticism from people who don't want to vote for him or whatever, who treat it like a steroid era player trying to get into the Hall of Fame, which is ridiculous. So Carlos Correa is an elite defender, and he does have potential to get red hot and you know, I don't want to say carry offenses, but be a big part of a good offense when he gets hot, and especially in the playoffs. He's shown this. So it's going to get him paid. I wish it would be with the Astros, but once you start talking about $300 million for any player, you really do yourself a disservice in terms of trying to put the rest of the lineup together.
So I'm looking at an ESPN story that says that still too early, 2021 MLB All-Stars. The roster predictions. How many? We talked about it the other day. Who's going to be All-Stars? Who do you think from the Astros they think will be an All-Star?
Altuve.
Altuve's one.
I would say Yuli.
Yuli is one.
Carlos.
Carlos is one.
He's got 11 homers now. Three, and I would say if there's another one, it's not going to be position player. Pitcher, Fromber hasn't pitched long enough. They going Presley, I suppose?
No, they're going Greinke.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, they're Zach Greinke. Five wins, yeah.
Greinke looks yeah. Great.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And, you know, he's Greinke. He's got it. Yeah, that's it.
That's what I think.
That's it. And he said, just outside looking in is Bregman. But, you know, we'll see. This is obviously just a story. But, you know, they're playing. None of them are starters. None of the guys are starters. They're all backups. But, you know, these guys are all playing well enough, should be. And watching Yordan crush one last night was certainly nice. That was his first in 17 games. He destroyed that ball. And that's a good sign to see Yordan back. And especially going to center field. You know, that was nice. That means you're on it. When you're hitting it right back and you're crushing it the way he did up the middle to center field, that's a really good sign because Yordan has not looked very good at all so far. We've got Astros, we've got Texans, we've got Rockets, huge golf stories going on right now, which probably we should have led with. If it's golf, it's probably what we should have led with. We've got all kinds of accusations flying, all kinds of stuff going on. And we'll start with the Texans and the story that came out yesterday about their draft pick and who they really wanted.
That concerned me.
Well, that concerned me. Thing,
this whole thing is concerning
to me. The whole thing
is
concerning.
I really honestly get the feeling that Nick Caserio... I was at ease when Nick Caserio was named general manager, and I'm becoming less and less at ease with every passing day.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, you got to talk about our Rockets.
Let's talk about Rockets, and let's talk about your chance to get a great deal going with tickets this year. Now, I'll be honest with you, I've never seen the Rockets have this offer before. This seat deal, and you've got a chance to get brand new seats, brand new tickets for a Rocket game. Let me tell you how they're doing this. It's a deal that, once again, I don't think you can pass up if you love getting out to games. For $100, you're going to get 10 tickets for next season. 10 tickets, and you can use them however you want. You get 2 tickets to 5 games, or even a whole group of 10 can come to 1 game. You're going to be able to choose from 25 different games when the schedule is released. And get this, if the Rockets end up with a top 4 draft pick in the lottery, they'll even throw in a swingman jersey for your purchase. So you get that jersey on top of it if they simply roll with the odds of them getting a top 4 pick, which they are expected to get based on the odds. Make sure you get in on this deal before it's all gone. Supplies are limited. That's 10 tickets for $100, and you can use them in any way that you want. Do not miss out. Go to Rockets.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. When the lights come on, when the crowd goes wild. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 7:15 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. So what do you make of this story? Apparently, Kellen Mond... people in his, was it his dad that came out with this?
Yeah, it was his dad.
His dad. Apparently, Kellen Mond's dad told a reporter that the Texans called him right before he was chosen by the Vikings, that the Texans were going to pick him with the 67th pick. The Vikings took him right before that. At 66. And so the very next pick, the Texans go Davis Mills. Like, what if that was their guy, was Davis Mills?
So like, the Texans can't come out and say anything because you're not gonna speak on another player. You're not gonna speak on something and disavow a dad who said this. You're not going to speak on it, whether it's true or whether they think the dad got it wrong and they're just talking. Somebody was just saying, you know, we're really interested in your son or whatever. All I know is this. I think this is a really bad look, because what you're basically saying is there is no difference between Kellen Mond and Davis Mills. You're saying you had them graded exactly alike, because why else would you do that? You know, why else would you make that pick? If Mond's the guy you want and he's off the board, you know what you typically do? Trade back. And then you go to the next, you pick up a pick. This is like standard in the league. Guy you really want, damn it, you just got picked. Trade the pick. Get on the phone. You just say, you tell whoever, trade the pick. Let's move back and let's add a pick and let's go target our next group of guys. That's what you do. Instead, the Texans took another quarterback. They must, they don't let them lie to you and say that they don't see Davis Mills as a starter. You have to. If you did this in the draft, where you went with Davis Mills as your pick, and if he was your, what number of pick was he? I don't doubt that they had him ahead of.
Well, we've said it for how long now? If they don't start him at any point this season, it's the dumbest pick in the history of football, because you got to find out what you got when you're going to have a high draft pick next year. Unless you're sitting, we got Davis Mills. You don't know anything about Davis Mills if he doesn't start. Now, the problem with this story about Kellen Mond is this. Mark Berman reported that the Texans had already called Davis Mills, stating intention to take him at 67, and that was before Kyle Trask was picked at 64. The Texans actually called him a few picks before Trask was called, Mills' sister told Mark Berman. We knew he was in competition with Trask and Mond. We didn't even care when we heard their names because the Texans had already called Davis.
Yeah, so that kind of like I said, that's...
They might have called both of them.
They might, but also the dad might also have it wrong based on the conversation he had with somebody who wasn't the general manager. Like we just don't have enough information to know. What it sounds like is that the Texans clearly love those quarterbacks in this draft, unless they really value backups. Unless they really value backups. Because I don't know how you get so locked in on a quarterback there unless you really think they have potential to be a starter, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. But like I said, it goes back to our other point. You have to see what you got then. If you're going to do that, you can't not go blind. You can't go blind into the next year and not have a good feel for who Davis Mills is. You're obviously not going to get the entire picture. You never do after a rookie year, and you're definitely not going to after five or six games. But after two or three games, and you're going to make a decision based on that, you know.
Well,
it just doesn't make sense.
Well, here's the deal: is I believe they probably were covering their bases.
You think so?
Both sides. Listen, if Mond is there, we're going to take him. If Davis is actually, I don't know. You know what? Casario is the only one that knows. If both of them were sitting there, he had called both of them and told them that they were going to take him. Then he's got to pick between the two. If the Vikings didn't take Mond the pick before, then he's got to make up his mind on which one, and he lied to the other one. Oh, well, I lied to you. I don't.
You know what it sounds like? A handicapper who gives out two sides of a game.
Yeah, right, right.
That's what it sounds like. Hi, I'm Nick Casario, and you can play this draft pick like it's already been played. Call 1-800-676-5200 and get a hold of my super-duper lock special. I got a pick on the Garrett Wallow. I've got a pick going on right now with Nico Collins. In fact, we're going to give up multiple draft picks for a wide receiver in this draft. You're not going to believe who it is. It's going to shock America when they see how many picks we actually trade to move up to take a wide receiver 3 and a linebacker 4. It's going to blow people away. Make sure you call now. Find out. Is it Mond? I mean, he's like the hatchet man. You don't know. Is it Mond? Is it going to be Davis Mills? Call our hotline, our platinum hotline, to find out now. Like, why are you lying? Why are you telling both people?
I
don't think the quarterback you drafted sister is going to have it wrong.
Well, they didn't.
Well, what about the dad?
They talked to
the parent, dad might.
They called the agent for Kellen Mond and told him.
It was the agent they called.
Yes.
Oh, not the dad.
No.
Or unless the agent told the dad
The agent is snitching.
Okay.
But why would the agent tell the dad that the Texans for what? What? When did he tell the dad that the Texans called and said they're going to draft
him? I'm not going to accuse this agent of doing this, but I will say this: in years of talking to agents, agents always believe that their players are going.
That is true.
Two rounds, or like they believe that every, and sometimes agents are right and they're accurate. Now, they
let's say Caserio calls the agent. We like your guy. We like your guy. We're looking at him. If he's there, we're looking at him. So just be ready.
It turns it. Yeah, that's how it can turn in like that quickly.
Well,
turn into
here's the
Calamansa
quote.
Pick.
There was a call from his agent, text message, and the agent said, "Hey,
who's the agent?
I don't know. Hey, the Houston Texans are getting ready to select my son at 67. So they said that they're at home on their couch. And they were under the impression that at 67, they were going to the Texans because the Texans told the agent. I guess the agent's going to be at the home. I don't know how many clients he has, but they're all on the couch and he got the call and said, hey.
From Clutch Sports. Clutch Sports is the agency. I don't know. I don't know.
Let me ask you this.
The more you hear about it, if it's just coming from the agent told the dad and the dad didn't get the call from the Texans, I would be a little concerned that an agent went too far, because I'm telling you, I see this all the time.
I'm trying to read this article, but it keeps asking me to sign up, so I can't get it.
Well, I'm on Texans Daily.
It's crazy how often teams lie to agents. Just to tell them that their guy, like I hear agents every year. I'm telling you, my guy's not getting past the Rams in the second round, my guy's not getting past the Chiefs. If the Chiefs have a pick, he's not going. You know, I talk to somebody in the organization.
We've got agents that listen to the show and text us. You can't believe anything they say. Ever.
Well, sometimes agents are right about things, but agents get told things that are not accurate from teams a lot.
Yeah,
way more than you think.
Let me ask you this then. Who would you rather have? If Mond and Davis Mills were both sitting there, who would the Texans have taken?
Me personally, I would rather have Davis Mills.
You would?
Yeah. I think I've seen Kellen Mond. I know exactly who he is over 40.
Who would you rather have?
I'd rather have the guy who actually played and played well his senior year. Not the guy who, if KJ Costello doesn't transfer, who knows if he keeps the Stanford job. It's apparently they called Mond. Mond, apparently, the article says Mond told his dad, I'm going to the Texans.
But did Mond hear from the Texans or from the agent?
How the article is written, the agent talked to the Texans, then Mond talked to the Texans.
Okay, so Mond didn't talk to the agent.
This is what this article is saying.
So we're sitting at their home in San Antonio on the couch. Mond gets the phone call a couple of minutes later, and it's a team. Then he hung up the phone, and he goes, I'm going to the Vikings. The Texans had already told his agent they're getting ready to take him at pick 67. It wasn't supposed to be Mills. It was going to be Kellen. But, again, Mills' sister says, no, they called us before Kyle Trask was taken at 64 and told us it was going to be us.
See, this is the super secret Patriot way.
Yeah. So, because I like Kellen Mond's arm action. I like how
these guys, to me, these two guys maybe threw the ball as pretty as anybody in the entire draft. Like, Davis Mills has a really smooth delivery. Kellen throws the tightest spiral in the whole draft. Like, his passes are they're really... they're really pretty to watch. He throws a really functional, a highly functional ball. He's just not that accurate. And I think that he is a guy who has to have a lot of help from running game, which we saw this year. I think Kellen's fine, but I don't think he's anything more than, you know, I think Davis has more upside. Kellen's played 4 years. We know who Kellen is. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, you like that more.
You don't know who Davis Mills is.
You like that more than a guy who's got very few starts.
Yeah, just Davis, and both were highly sought out after. I mean, Davis Mills was at the top, but Kellen was highly sought out of IMG. He was also highly sought out.
You don't wind up the quarterback at A&M because you're not highly recruited.
Yeah, no. He absolutely is. Now this leads to the thing. Okay, so they really covet.
What's the point?
They really covet backup quarterbacks. You said so. I'm listening to Keyshawn every morning. I'm just like. Keyshawn was of the opinion that the Packers drafted. Now, they drafted Jordan Love. They didn't communicate well with Aaron Rodgers, which I believe wholeheartedly. But that he was going to, that Jordan Love was going to be the eventual starter in 4 or 5 years. You draft a first round guy to sit his entire first contract behind Aaron Rodgers for 4 or 5 years, that's just dumb.
No, come on.
And he goes, well, who do you want as a backup, Mike Glennon or Jordan Love? I don't want what I'm going to pay first round money to a guy that's going to sit for four.
By the way, you got to make a decision on a 5th year option. You got to give him a new deal after 4 years because you don't want to pay that 5th year
Mike
option.
You don't draft a first rounder to back up an MVP in a Hall of Fame
for an entire rookie contract.
Mike Glennon or Jordan Love, are they the only two quarterbacks who were available? Yeah. What's he talking about?
Come on, Dell, get your man's.
It's not my man's.
That is yours. Okay, that's your guy.
Hold on.
Did you grow up in the West Coast, too? Guy?
Explain how he's my man. Go ahead.
L.A.?
I'll give you
L.A. guy?
Coastal West Coast.
What does that mean?
You're an L.A. guy?
You're a West Coast guy.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Long Beach, Inglewood.
Yeah, you both went to Inglewood High School or something?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, that's a lie.
That's your man.
I didn't go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, can you please control him?
Yeah.
Get him, then.
Is Sammy Sosa your guy?
No, what? He didn't grow up in Rosenberg.
He was in Chicago.
In Richmond.
Sammy Sosa. Yeah, he's not from Chicago.
He played there for so long. Is
there
he
you
your
go.
Guy?
Is there
he
you
your
go. Guy? But he was with the Cubs.
Is he your guy?
No.
All right, then. What are you saying, then?
No. That's. But Keyshawn's your guy.
How so?
From the neighborhood.
You're a Sosa guy?
You're from the hood. Ooh, okay? No, you're a Sosa guy?
You don't know where I'm from.
Yeah, I do.
Is Keyshawn from the hood?
Where did you grow up in?
I grew up in Long Beach. Keyshawn didn't grow up in Long Beach.
I know this. You're a racist son of a bitch, and you know what? So is your sport. But we'll get to that a little later in the show.
I'm not. Why are you saying it like you're Stone Cold Steve Austin? You racist,
you're a racist son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Here,
what?
Grab your 7-Up Zero Sugar and smash it on your head or whatever. Shotgun it.
Throw it down.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah,
like
because
that?
You
Where
are.
Where are you from?
Because you're. Okay. Look, I mean, I want to hear her.
Even
say
that
it.
Lady didn't say some a bitch or whatever you're saying.
Yeah, that's what you are. That's what she said.
Okay, sure.
So I'm tired of Texans quarterback talk. I want to get to a break so we can hurry up and get to the Garrett Cole stuff.
Garrett Cole. We also got Russell Westbrook ahead.
I know.
But let's do Garrett Cole on the other side. Garrett Cole.
If you've been tired of hearing the Yankee fans chirp, make sure you are here in within 2 minutes. Because we're going to play sound from Garrett Cole, and Yankee fans are extraordinarily uncomfortable with trying to get their reasonings together. I'll just tell you that right now. Garrett Cole has supplanted. I thought you said you was all right, Spider?
Yeah. It is awful. When we come back, Garrett Cole trying to splain his way out of this thing, which he ain't. Right now, though, I'm talking about people that, I'm telling you, they're going to explain everything to you when you go and get your car. It is a great time for you to do this. Go to ChastainFord.com and order the car exactly as you want it. And that is the best way to go about this thing right now. There's so many issues with all new cars right now with computer chips and their backload. There's back orders and everything else. They've got cars in stock right now at Chastain Ford. You can go there into the dealership and you can buy. But the best way to go about this thing is order exactly what you want so you get that, and you get that at the exact price that you want to get it at. And, oh, by the way, they'll help you every step of the way. The first thing that they're going to ask you is where do your payments have to be? Because that's the important thing. What do you want your payments at? Because so that you can afford it and you can enjoy your car, it can be the perfect car for you so that it is the perfect car for you. And that's what they want every single time at Chastain Ford. So if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, there's one place to get it. You get it at Chastain Ford. You're going to love the people. You're going to love the service. You're going to love everything about it at ChastainFord.com, or you go to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, 2 exits from 59, right there on Homestead. You're going to love it at Chastain Ford.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so I don't want to be hypocritical here because we watched Garrett Cole turn into the best pitcher in baseball right before our very eyes, and he did it cheating. He did it. Why this is becoming a big deal now when in the offseason, the Angels clubhouse guys that named Gerrit Cole by name.
Doesn't matter until another player starts saying it. And now when you have spin rate stuff, I think that's another thing, is there's actual spin rate data that shows what looks like a before and after.
But I get that. But why doesn't matter that the clubhouse guy said it? He's the one that was providing it.
Doesn't matter to the public. Matters to me, but I already know. And you know what? I don't feel like we're hypocritical. Once we got the the trash count thing, anything else after that, as long as you have to wear buzzers and make-believe stuff like that, give it all to us. I'll take it all. Gerrit Cole, great. You're calling us cheaters? Great. I don't care. Gerrit Cole, nothing hypocritical here. We got the cheaters. That's fine. Gerrit Cole, we got Gerrit Cole. Great. Who cares? We're not the ones crying about cheating in baseball. We're crying about consistency. Consistency of... And let's face it, we can want fan bases from other teams to be consistent. They're not going to be. But consistency with the media is probably my biggest concern. Consistency with Rob Manfred and the league, right? That's all we want. Be consistent.
Yeah. So
just be consistent.
So I can talk about Jeff Passan, and I will in just a little bit. As a matter of fact, as the subject goes.
He seems like a good guy.
But, but you can't talk about him. I can talk about him. But... here is Gerrit Cole when asked if he ever used spider tack while pitching.
And have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. There are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard. And I've stood pretty firm in terms of that, in terms of the communication between our peers and whatnot. I mentioned earlier, this is important to a lot of people that love the game. And this is including the players in this room, including fans, including teams. And so if MLB wants to, legislate some more stuff, that's a conversation that we can have, because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction.
Huh? No, what now?
That's what?
Excuse me.
Texas is back.
They're right next to UCLA. They're right next to each other.
Oh.
unfortunately, in that regard. Excuse me. Is that a yes or a no? Is that a yes or a no?
He doesn't quite know how to answer that.
No, it's pretty easy.
Wait a minute. Did you?
No,
or didn't you?
There's customs that have been passed down.
No, but I'm talking about spider attack specifically.
No, customs. But that's what he's trying to tell you. That's not an easy question to answer.
Yes,
because
it is.
Yes. No.
But guys, customs have been passed down from older players to younger players.
No,
so
but I didn't ask about
it's,
customs.
It's not. Yeah, but there's layers to this.
No, but I
did
asked,
you use?
See, these are one of these questions.
That's hard. Like, how do you answer that question?
Yes or no?
How do you answer
yes
or no?
Yes or no? And
credit, yeah, but there's customs that are involved.
No.
I thought you said spider.
Credit to Ken Davidoff for asking a direct question where there's no equivocation. Did you use it or not? And his answer was,
that's too hard to answer.
It's kind of hard for me to answer. What do you mean? He paused for about 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah. The customs of our ancient ancestors have with the burial grounds. And so it's tough because we have certain customs.
Right.
And maize is corn. And yeah, so it's hard to legislate morality and my choice, what I get to put in my glove, and veterans.
You don't get to legislate what I do with my gloves.
Yeah.
So, how about him? Well, if Major League Baseball wants to legislate some more stuff, we can have that. No! It's illegal. Stop doing it.
Or yes, and I won't do it anymore. Or no, I don't. I mean, we know the answer is yes. That's why
you ever
he went on this journey.
So, Jeff Passan, he tweets out, for those wondering how many players are using sticky stuff, if the guy who got paid $324 million is, you can be damn sure a majority of the rest of pitchers are too. And that's Jeff Passan's tweet.
Well, that was his immediate thing, and then he went on ESPN to talk to what's his name? Bald guy with glasses. SVP.
Scott Van Pelt.
Scott Van Pelt. But yeah, his initial thing was like, well, I mean, it's part of the game, I guess, is what he pretty much said.
It's unbelievable. He's been destroying the Astros for cheating, but that's all he's got for pitchers who've been screwing hitters for years. That's it. And I told him, get some consistency, dude. Get some consistency, because that's awful. That is awful. If you're going to destroy the Astros for cheating, you're going to, this is okay. This is, oh, well, it's just pitchers cheating. Really?
Well,
because I think major league batters are losing money because pitchers are cheating and they can't hit as well. You're 100%. Taking money off of that guy's table.
Yeah. What happened with trash cans are ruining people's careers and kicking them out of baseball. But now guys for multiple years now are getting the richest contracts in all of baseball history, and Gerrit Cole off of this. This doesn't have, I mean, are we really acting like this isn't a problem? So, yeah, we've always said how hypocritical it was. And yesterday was a glorious day for those of us who understand the Astros cheated, but have been a little bit perturbed at how it's been covered and how the sanctimonious righteousness of so many have just been so blatantly, falsely, willfully ignorant and wrong. Now they're faced with Spider with his Cuddy and Water. Like, I thought you said, you was all right, Spider. The customs of the elders.
Uncle Drayton is right. It's got a very Miss Teen South Carolina vibe.
Play that, Dale.
Supposedly really it's really
polls
hard
have
to
shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and
Blake Cole too.
I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build.
I don't know. I don't know if.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. I mean, there are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, to the last generation of players to this generation of players, and
there are customs and practices
and the such
in South America and such, and Australia and such. But one thing that Major League Baseball, and that's a hard question to ask, because if I pitch in Australia, like it's a reverse, like the spin is reversed. So because of the equator and the north and south poles. So, yeah, that's really hard to
now you look, answer. That's in your words. Let's hear Gerrit Cole answer the question.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
Oh.
I don't. I don't know. I don't know if.
I personally believe.
I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
You got to keep that. I don't know how to quite. Don't know. You got to keep that one.
I forgot how bad. She was.
No, she's. Oh, that's.
I mean,
cringy.
That's like if you listen to "Boom Goes the Dynamite." We may need to just throw that one out there since it's cringy. Since it's cringe audio Wednesday.
Yeah,
it's that's a new thing we have.
Well,
now.
David sent us Derek Cole's dad, and you know why he's Derek Cole, right?
Yeah, I know why he's Derek Cole.
Derek Cole's dad explaining the sticky situation. Dell, you got that on your Twitter feed. 713-780-3776. Jeff wants to talk about major league pitchers. Let's bring him in here. Jeff, what do you think about this?
I think this legitimizes the Astros World Series. You know, I mean, the only reason we needed trash cans was because we knew the Dodgers and the Yankees were using spider tack, right? You know, I don't know who the genius was in the Astros. Guess Beltran was like, you know, they had a little power. Guys, how do we defeat the sticky substance scandal nobody knows about? And then, like, I guess the intern was like, trash can, do it. Dugout, stink some trash cans in the dugout, right? And, you know, it happened. But now it kind of comes full circle with the Dodgers and the Yankees with the highest spin rates in the league. And the Dodgers just won the World Series. And it's just like crickets, which is, you know, kind of funny when, you know, the Dodgers, all five of their pitchers, like I said, have the highest spin rate or the second highest spin rate. Let's see how this pans out now with the new suspensions and see how they do. Because if the Dodgers dip, I think there's a legitimate question into their World Series legitimacy, just like the Red Sox.
It's not banging. See, that's where, Jeff, that's where you're so off on this. It's not banging trash cans. It's not important. I personally believe that the entire league will just go, oh, that's not nearly as egregious as banging a trash can, you know, getting spin rates up where the ball looks like a wiffle ball and it's, you know, impossible to hit at times. That's not as important, Jeff. See, you don't have your priorities right. 743 ESPN, that's terrible.
That's
Jeff.
Trying to that gain an terrible. Advantage. If you're not, you know, in baseball, you have to try to, what the veterans have handed down to the youngers.
It's custom.
That's what makes that such a, it's a custom.
Yes, Jeff.
It's not
banging
cheating if it's a custom.
Uncustomary.
It's not cheating if it's a custom.
Yes. It's a custom, okay? So banging trash cans is terrible. It's the worst thing anyone has ever done.
Do you think the story of passing spider tack down is on some cave wall someplace?
It could
and
be.
And the ancestors
deer,
tell that story to the
deer,
youngins.
See, caveman, yeah. Spider tack.
Mm-hmm.
Do they pray to Gaylord Perry? Is that what the pitchers do? They pray to their god, Gaylord Perry?
Remember whenever all the Brady kids were almost killed because of that tiki statue?
Yeah.
He's similar. Burial ground.
744 ESPN 97.5. When we come back.
Spider tack was found under the home of Gaylord Perry.
Yes. I just hope all those people who forever like to tweet as soon as the Super Bowl is over, it's baseball's time. It's baseball's time. When there's like multiple major sports that's still going on, this is the sport you're backing. You hypocritical SOB. Golly. And it just speaks. I don't know what, if you want to call some of these guys the voices of the game, but the guys you see on TV who actually talk about baseball all the time are just the biggest hypocrites imaginable. They can't even pretend to be down the line. His first reaction was, well, if the guy who gets paid a lot of money is doing this, then I guess everyone else is. How about he's cheating?
That's it. You cheated. All right, 7:45. When we come back, why Russell Westbrook is no longer here. Don't worry, it's going to be explained to you why Russell Westbrook is no longer here. Next, don't go anywhere.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So the most important thing you got to remember is, you know, okay, So some people were, you know, they were doing some stuff, and then other people were like, hey, don't do that stuff, and then other people were like, hey, yeah, they should do, you know, that stuff. It's good that they're doing that stuff, and then the other people were like, I don't think they should be doing that stuff, what I'm trying to say is that in conclusion
That was, is it done?
I have no idea. No.
Oh, that was Garrett Cole's dad.
Fair enough.
That was Garrett Cole's dad explaining the entire spider tech situation. Thanks to, we appreciate that from KNBC
we're getting
or somewhere.
We're getting some good information. CJ says that dragon or spider tech was actually found on a mat in the mines of Dragonstone. Jon Snow found it. Or found out that it gave him an extra 4 inches of break on his curveball.
That's actually dragon fire, not spider tech. Dragon fire.
Are you sure you didn't find both?
Well,
it just wasn't.
I mean, I know it's
much?
Handed down from our ancestors.
Was it
a pitcher's ancestors?
Did it bring Jon Snow back to life?
No, that was the magic of the Lord of the Light who did that.
Oh.
No.
Mm-hmm. It brought Garrett Cole $324 million. It did. That's what got him $324 million, and now he's not nearly – gave up 5 runs against Tampa without it.
What does this mean? I heard the secret of spider tech was passed down by being carved inside the closet of the training room. No light, Bastardus, OPS over 600.
Hmm.
Oh, what movie was that from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a movie. What the hell movie was that, Tony?
Yeah, Tony, send it to Lance before, you know, it just bothers him for the entire segment.
I know.
Before he won't be able to talk anymore.
What is it? The Bastardus in the closet.
I don't know.
That was a movie. You saw it probably.
Probably
a movie or a TV show.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Tony, send it to him.
Yeah, Tony, please tell him. Right now, though, we got to talk about Russell Westbrook. So in the middle of explaining why Porzingis shouldn't be blamed, that this was all that it's not his fault, it was all that the Mavericks need a new head coach. That's it. They need Rick Carlisle's got to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Handmaid's Tale, by the way, was the answer. So thanks. It's off my. Yeah. Remember there was it was in the it's one
oh,
of the old
yeah, in that yeah, room
one of the old handmaids
it was in the closet
there. Yeah yeah yeah
it
that's
was in
what
the closet
he was talking
yeah
to.
Yep yep yep. So thank you Tony
thank
so,
you
that's
Tony
over. That's
well
over.
I right, right. But.
So anyway so in the middle of explaining that Rick Carlisle is to blame for Kristaps Porzingis now we talked to Porzingis yesterday
yeah.
And he explained.
He did not blame Rick Carlisle.
No, he didn't blame him.
He
blamed Luka for not having bottle service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lack of drip.
That's what he.
If you
missed that yesterday, you need to go back
being
and listen.
An NBA player, which
right.
I thought it was more basketball stuff.
It wasn't.
He
barely
also
none of it was.
Threatened to. Was it assist Luca's mom? I forgot. He used some vernacular.
Yeah, she's
help her with the groceries.
Yeah, or something. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a euphemism.
And then try to shoot from deep.
Seems like it.
Yeah, it does seem like it's a euphemism. But anyway, Kendrick Perkins, in the middle of ranting about how it's Rick Carlisle's fault and not Kristaps Porzingis, he had this little zinger for us.
Put him in position. Run plays for him. Make him feel wanted. That is a problem. This is the same problem that happened in Houston last year with James Harden and Russell Westbrook towards the end of the year. You know what happened? From a source of mine that happens to be on the coaching staff, they said that Russell Westbrook felt like he wasn't being treated like a star that he wanted, that he should have been treated like, so he wanted out. If you put a coach there that's going to demand a 20-10 a night for Luka Porzingis, put a coach in the system that's going to actually run plays for the man, then maybe we can see better production.
Okay. So, and you should see Richard Jefferson's face.
Well,
I mean, he's looking at the camera like, what in the hell is dude talking about?
He was incredulous from, I guess, whatever the previous conversation was, and then got a little interested when he started mentioning the Rockets.
Well, he started it by saying, Richard, and who else is there?
Zach Lowe and Rachel Nichols.
Rachel Nichols. Rachel, these two are off. They don't know what they're talking about. Here's the deal. And they were both Richard Jefferson is incredulous.
I like how he says you need a coach to demand that Porzingis get the ball and gets his 20-10. I mean, he knows that Porzingis is a career 7.8 rebound guy at 7'3". No one can demand. This is all you need to know about Porzingis. He's 7'3" and doesn't even average 8 rebounds a game for his career.
Right. Well, he's standing outside a lot.
Not exactly. But not on defense.
But actually earlier in that bite, That is exactly what he's talking about. He says Porzingis is standing outside watching Luka dribble and make moves and one-on-one and shooting while he's just standing there.
Well, he's going to be outside anyway because he's a finesse 7'3" guy.
Right. Well, we know rebounding isn't all about height. I mean, Biao was as tall as he was, and it was an under 9.5 rebounds in his career.
No. At least he hit 9. Porzingis is an athletic 7'3" and averages like, because Porzingis is never, he doesn't have that attitude.
And he's also not he's athletic in the sense because he's 7'3" and he can move, but he's not an athletic guy in terms of I'm going to outleap a guy.
Well, no, but 7'3", you have to mention an athletic 7'3" though.
Yeah. What about the Russ aspect of this though? What about that Russ isn't here because he felt like he was disrespected? He wasn't treated like a star. He had to just watch James Harden. I don't think this is a huge revelation.
When he was traded, all three of us, the day after the trade, did we not say this would be the end result?
Yeah.
Did anyone just, how in the world is Russell Westbrook going to be okay with another primary ball handler? And we knew from a personality standpoint it wasn't going to work.
Yeah, no,
and
no.
It worked for two and it lasted that, for a year.
The two guys
for friends, by the way.
Yeah, who ball hogged the most in the NBA, had the ball in their hands the most minutes of any other players, one and two in any order. James Harden and Russell Westbrook now going to get together and everything's going
to
be great.
But I like how Perk is just a coach told Perk something and the coach has to be watched like, Perk, what are you?
What'd you do?
I just told you that.
All those guys are gone, though.
I know, but I guess that's why it doesn't hurt anything. But that was probably told to Perk in just between us. But then Perk gets a little salty on the show.
Yeah.
And Perk decides to throw that out there. I don't think did any of that surprise you?
No.
That Russ didn't think that Russ thought he should have been?
Yeah. I mean, and he can't just stand there and watch James Harden.
No, he's the hyperactive kid.
Yeah.
You ever? I've had hyperactive kids. You can't just tell hyperactive kids, okay, stay there and don't do anything for
2 minutes.
Okay, 24 seconds. I can't do anything? No. Ready? Well, go.
Are we sure this is about just on the floor stuff? Because he said he wasn't treated like a star.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Maybe he didn't get the same James treatment. Where
Wait a minute. When Daryl Morey is there and James Harden is there,
Nobody else
in the world are you going to be loved as much as that, as James Harden was loved? I want to be loved someday as much as Daryl Morey loved James Harden.
If you are a single man or single woman, find yourself someone who loves you as much as Daryl Morey loved James Harden.
Yes.
That's all you can ask for in life.
And who does it so much for you? I mean, pleads your case. If anybody says anything.
I wondered if you still had it. Let's just sit back and kick it. You love me and leave me
saying goodbye. You think James said goodbye to Daryl? Or did Daryl say goodbye to James? Who left first?
I don't think James even said anything to Daryl. It was kind of more one way.
Well, Daryl was out before James left.
Yeah, but yeah. Daryl loved James.
Yeah, but
James
don't loved think Daryl. He didn't try to bring him along.
James loved Daryl.
I mean, hey, listen, I'm going, but I'm taking you with me.
James loved Daryl like he was a sugar daddy that would give him whatever he wanted.
He definitely did.
But then once he went somewhere else, I don't think he thinks about Daryl ever now. Daryl,
have we heard
James? This is some boys to men love for Daryl Morey with James. He took out a whole ad about the Rockets and gave James his entire long ass paragraph.
It changed his life.
He didn't say anything about Russ.
Well, no.
No. Russ didn't change his life. 750-80 ESPN 97.5.
He did say James changed his life.
And he did.
James changed
I guess life. He changed his life.
He went from a guy who probably would have been a GM for a middling team until he got dismissed.
That's one that I text.
You don't put that in a paper.
Don't put that out there for other grown people to see.
No. It's on the level of buying your boy jeans.
Or honey buns.
Well, James does that.
Yeah, James does that too. Not for Daryl. Did Daryl ever get a Versace bag or Louis honey bag bun? Or whatever?
No, or no. Honey buns? No.
All James got for Darryl was, hey, I'm going to need you to tell everyone I'm really tired. That's why I couldn't play well in game six. Can you lie for me in a press conference?
Absolutely.
I'm going to need that from you.
Absolutely he can lie.
Are you kidding?
Lie, he'll steal, he'll cheat, he'll do anything.
Those are the gifts. The Rockets debased themselves into writing reports, into complaining, into going to Twitter after another guy won the MVP. Remember our guy? What an embarrassing time.
All right, when we come back, why soccer is the most racist sport in the history of the world.
And in the history of the world?
Of the world. And this is your sport, Del.
You may have
and
a
so
point,
you're
Del.
A racist son of a bitch.
So you'll get your sport.
So every time something dumb or bad happens, it's my it's guy your, yeah, it's or your my sport. Sport.
This is your sport.
Okay. Oh, have you not figured that out by now?
Yeah.
Huh. Key's my guy. Soccer's my sport.
You know who's my guy? Doc Linville. Yeah, right now, here's the deal. I talked to him yesterday, as a matter of fact, because I needed some explanation on this. And he was like, totally sweet. For Father's Day, right now. If you get that neo grafting for your husband, your loved one, get it for yourself. Your wife or you can actually get the Morpheus 8 facial as well. It's like little needles that go in and they help with the collagen in your skin and it makes you look younger. It's actually an anti-aging deal. So your wife might really like that. That's just a side, little benefit that you're going to get. Oh, and by the way, you're going to have hair. Okay. Now she's going to love that you got hair. She's going to love that she gets that facial. Okay. That's what she's going to love, that she's going to look younger. This is all happening. It's a free Morpheus 8 for you at Linville Plastic Surgery. Why don't you go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com, and find out about it. Get the Neo graft, which will make your hair look wonderful, wonderful, and your wife can get the Morpheus 8 as well. It's all at 975hair.com. It's a win-win for you and for her, or for you and you. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.